Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Lynn, obviously we've got ourselves a big playoff matchup with the Bills going to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars this Sunday. How do you feel heading into the matchup?
Confident. I think we've learned from some mistakes we've made, but I feel very confident that we can do it. This is our year.
Now, I know that it's been 8 years since the last time the Bills and the Jags met in the playoffs, but how does maybe this time around compare or differ from, you know, when they made the playoffs all the way back in 2017?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Well, I think they have it. They have it this time. You can just see it, and in any interview you hear the players talking, they have it. They have it this year. Confidence.
Yeah. Do you still go out for get all super hyped up and everything for the playoff games still, or maybe has it been a little tampered than years past just because they've been here and we've seen this team have success recently?
I get hyped up every game. Me, my husband, my son, my mom, we sit there and every game we're hyped up. This is, I was here for the four losses. It's not going to happen. This is our year. I'm sorry. Our year.
And just given the way that the season played out this year, obviously the Bills are going to have a tougher road to get to the Super Bowl by having to go on the road likely all three times leading up to the big game. Are you still confident, though, that they can make this run and they could go on the road and be road warriors for that matter?
It's not going to be easy, but yes. Yes.
Very good. Anything else you want to add, Lynn?
Go Bills.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Bills are in Jacksonville getting ready to take on the Jaguars on Sunday in the AFC wildcard round. What are you feeling heading into the matchup this year?
It's definitely going to be a tough matchup. I think as long as we're healthy going into the game and giving players as much rest as possible this week, I think we should be good this weekend.
Now, I know that it's been 8 years since the last time these two teams met in the playoffs in complete different circumstances, really, with both teams, really, because I think they're two totally different teams, but how does it maybe compare with the way you were feeling then compared to now, or how does that differ maybe for that matter too?
I think Josh has a lot more years under his belt in regards to his history and his experience in the playoffs, and he knows at this point what he needs to do to take this team to the next level.
Do you still go all out for these playoff games like it was when they broke the drought back in 2017, or maybe has that tampered down a little bit just because that the team has been here, they've consistently been here, and we know that they're a winning football team?
Honestly, we're both season ticket holders, so you got to go hard every year because you don't know what's going to happen next year. Look at what the Chiefs are this year and those fans, and we know that we have to take every moment we can.
Given that the team is a wild card team and they're going to probably have to go on the road for all three games leading up to the Super Bowl in order to even get there, are you still confident that this team can make a run, and especially given the way that maybe the team has been kind of up and down this season?
Yeah, I think, not being a division winner is really going to be a humbling experience for this team, knowing that next year, too, they need to get back to the top, right, to, have the home field advantage, especially going into the new stadium that is being built over there. And, I think for them, absolutely. I think they have what it takes, and I think they can do it.
Very good. Paul, anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Obviously, it's a big game coming up for the Bills this weekend as they head to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars in the wild card round. Just how are you feeling about the game heading into the weekend?
I would like to think pretty confident. I want them to win, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Absolutely. Now, I know that it's been 8 years since these two teams met in the playoffs and kind of under different circumstances. Back then, the Bills broke their playoff drought that year, and now when you look at both teams, they're almost just completely different. But how does maybe this year compare to when they broke that drought in terms of your feelings with the Bills and this matchup as they go to Jackson?
I just think Josh Allen's a much better leader now, and he puts the whole team on his back, and obviously the whole city on his back, and I just think that he's a really fierce competitor, and You know, if anybody's in your corner, that's the guy you want in your corner, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you still go out for these playoff games, like go all out and get really hyped up about it, knowing that, you know, a potential Super Bowl run is in the making, or with the team being consistently in the playoffs and, you know, maybe has those expectations or the energy tampered down a little bit?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're actually doing like a birthday slash Bills party on Sunday, and you know, everybody gets together, and it's really, I bought some glitter eye stuff, you know, you stick it on your face, and it's red, white, and blue, and yeah, everybody goes all out for it.
With the way that the season has played out, the Bills have a little bit of a tougher road to get to the Super Bowl. If they get there, they're likely going to have to play all three games leading up to the big game on the road. Are you confident that this team can still make a run even after the season that they had this year too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to say Jim Kelly did it back in, I think, our first Super Bowl. We were a wild card team, I believe. And we went all the way that year. So we'll see.
All right. Any good? Anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.
Obviously, the Bills are getting ready to head to Jacksonville this weekend to take on the Jaguars in the wild card round. Just what are your thoughts heading into the game?
Very exciting, and I feel they'll win.
I know that the last time that these two teams met, it was back in the 2017 season. A little different now because both teams are almost completely different from when they faced each other. But how do your feelings compare to that, you know, those years ago when the Bills and the Jags met last time in the playoffs?
Well, I think we have more support now with Bills Mafia and everything. That's how I feel.
When it comes to getting amped up for these playoff games, do you still get as amped as they did when, you know, they first made the playoffs in 2017, or, you know, in the years, in the first couple of years as Josh Allen? Or is it maybe because they've been here so much that, you know, you've been able to kind of go into these years being more confident or just toned down a little bit about them?
No, still excited. Very excited. And I'll tell you, I came to my son, it was a birthday present, mm-hmm. and I came to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And we won. That was very exciting for me. Nice. Very exciting.
Given the way that the season has played out, are you confident that the team can make a run? They're going to have to go likely on the road three times in the playoffs to even get to the Super Bowl. Does that concern you at all, or are you still confident they can go all the way?
Confident. Very confident.
What makes you confident?
I guess all the hype, and we got good players, and that's it.
Very good. Anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.
Well, obviously, we've got ourselves a big wild card matchup coming up this weekend. Bills-Jaguars in Jacksonville. Just take us through your feelings. How are you feeling about this game coming up for the Bills?
I'm really hoping that they win. I want to see them succeed this year. And, you know, even if they don't get to the Super Bowl, you know, at least I'm glad that they're in the playoffs and they're going to be strong.
I am a little different. I think we're going to beat the stuffings out of them. I don't like their quarterback, and I'm a lifelong Bills fan, about 50 some years.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now I know that the last time that these two teams met was pretty much different circumstances. You know, the Bills just broke the drought that they had, and then you look at that team compared to this team now, almost entirely different rosters. I mean, despite that though, I mean, where does this compare to the feelings of, you know, when they last went to Jacksonville?
Both of them are in good standing. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a head-to-head. I'm praying that our defense does really good. Our offense has been strong, you know, and I'm hoping Josh's injury is going to be okay and he's going to be strong to make sure that we can get all of those all of the points that we can this game and get ahead and stay ahead, you know, and as long as they play together as a team, you know, because there's no I in a team, we'll beat them.
I think as long as the guy with the Superman cape shows up, I think we'll all be fine because you all got to play as a unit too.
Yeah.
You know, no stupid penalties and stuff like that. I think we'll be fine.
Now, I know that the Bills have made the playoffs for the last several years. Have your feelings in terms of them making the playoffs changed, or do you feel still just as amped as you did when they made it back in 2017 or even when they made it the first year with Josh?
I think this year is our year. honestly, I really do. I think we're going to be further ahead in the playoffs than we ever have. And, you know, if we don't make it to the end, that's okay, because I know that they have all of us from Buffalo supporting them and all over the United States, because I'm a travel agent and I see people all over with Bills Mafia and supporting them. So I can tell you that there's no ifs, ands, or buts for me. I know they're going to go far.
It's definitely our year. Definitely. I don't see us losing this time. We got no real competition. You know, like, yeah. Mahomes and all them guys are gone watching it on TV. We'll be in Florida.
And kind of to expand, especially on your point, given the way that things are playing out with this playoff, and I know it's a little more difficult with the Bills because they have to go on the road for all three games in order to get to Santa Clara, but are you still confident that they can make this run and overcome those specific challenges?
I've seen them play better on the road than at home sometimes. You know, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves the Bills, you know, now. So wherever we are, we're at home.
I agree. I don't think they're going to have any problems, because they've done well playing away or here at our stadium at home. So I think as long as all of us support them and we push and we scream at the TV, even though if we're not there or at the stadium, they know that they have all of us Buffalonians supporting them in every way we can.
Very good. Anything else that you two would like to add that we haven't discussed?
All I want to say is go Bills.
Show them what we got.
Go Bills, brother.